Money FM 89.3, the best of Saturday mornings. Wide World on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome back to Saturday mornings here on Money FM 89.3. In our Wide World segment, we're going to go to a Singapore startup here called SeedFlex, and it is a pay-as-you-sell, a frictionless way for online merchants to stay in control of their business, their capital, their growth. We're going to find out exactly what that means. We are in studio now with Ritwik Ghosh, who is the co-founder and CEO of SeedFlex, and Souvik Datta, also co-founder and COO. Gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm excited to be here and excited to be talking about SeedFlex right after those great rock fest and the rock band name.
I'm sure you're going to rock us with SeedFlex. It's going to be a hard act to match.
Yeah. So pay as you sell advance. What does that actually mean? Talk to us about that.
Yeah. So it's a product for cashless micro small merchants, and we realized during COVID, millions of these merchants have gone online, started selling on different platforms using cashless methods. And that's become so easy, and that has allowed them to thrive during COVID, whether these are F&B businesses, you know, small fashion clothes retailers and such. But as the commerce has become easy, credit that backs this kind of cashless commerce is still constrained. It's still a bit old school based on static data, you know, bank account statements, credit bureau, and, you know, P&Ls and stuff. So we came up with a product which is just based on cashless commerce flows, and that's it.
So that means the person who's trying to do a service is constrained by the amount of cash flow that comes in and out? Or what does that actually mean for the vendor, for the seller?
For the seller, it means that you may have a great online seller business. So you're doing transactions every day, you know, selling thousands of dollars and receiving that money. But when you need capital to grow your business or expand, or, you know, set up a store offline, for whatever reasons you need capital, you go to sources of capital. They look for where is your asset, where is your bank statement, what's your credit bureau record. They don't necessarily consider the fact that you've been running a very successful business which has great cash flow, and that's your real asset.
Yeah. Explain it to me, being the IT dinosaur that I am, how is this different to existing platforms, existing credit cards? What's the difference? Maybe give us an example of, you know, a buyer buying something, and give us that chain process. What's the difference?
So the key differences are few. This product is for the merchant to grow their business with right amount of credit capital.
Okay.
Yeah. They get access to this product purely based on their sales alone.
Okay.
They don't need to provide anything else. They don't need to provide personal guarantee. They don't need to provide bank statement, lengthy, backward-looking data.
Okay.
That way, one way is that different. So we underwrite them, as we call it in finance, based on that data alone. The second key difference is the repayment also comes from future sales.
Okay.
Not like traditional way where a loan is repaid based on chunky and bulky month-end installments.
Right.
Right? And this, our repayment, SeedFlex's repayment, comes as fractional and based on how much you sell.
So that's quite a risk for you, though, isn't it?
That's what I was going to say.
Because these online guys, they could go belly up. You know, they could, and you've already lent them money or extended them credit, however you want to describe it. That's quite risky for you, isn't it?
Some part. The perception of risk is high.
Yeah.
However, there are two ways we are mitigating this risk.
Oh, how
one
do you do
way,
that?
Yeah. One way is being at the source of that cash flow. So before even they get access to that cash after selling, the repayment
you get paid first.
We get paid first, and the rest goes to them.
Gotcha.
And of course, it is pre-decided and agreed with the borrower, right?
Sure.
Agreed with the merchant.
Sure.
The second way is all the underwriting and data management is powered by proprietary credit models, which are machine learning based.
Yeah.
So it can capture upfront the risk and the level of risk that the borrower borrower is taking the advance or the, as we call it, pay as you sell advance. You right. take the advance, then you pay as you sell going forward.
Wow.
So you say this is different to traditional pay as you sell platforms. It's not in chunks, monthly basis, correct? So when do you take the money? So I come to you as a merchant. I want to use SeedFlex. When do I know that the money is going in, coming out, and so on? How does it work?
So once you get the advance, right after that, within a week, the repayment starts happening. So it's almost daily basis. You are paying fractional repayments.
Oh, I see.
Instead of a bulky month end. And that's also reduces the anxiety from the borrower, right? Because these are small businesses.
Mm.
Your cash flow management becomes easier because it is based on your sales. Rather than how do you, as a very small business running it, end of the month, I have to figure out how to get these bulky repayments.
Yeah.
From somewhere, right? I don't know. It's not based on my cash flow. But for SeedFlex, it is purely based on the future sales.
We're talking with Salvik Datta, the co-founder and COO of SeedFlex, and Ritwik Ghosh, the co-founder and CEO of SeedFlex. And Ritwik, let's turn to you. The merchants that you're working with now, is there a kind of a typical amount of cash that they need access to early on, or is it just very dependent on their own business? Like, are we talking, you know, thousands of dollars, millions of dollars? What, like, what do they need from SeedFlex?
Yeah, I think we're talking thousands of dollars. These are typically micro and small merchants.
Yeah.
So you can say roughly if they're selling $10,000 a month, we would be advancing them somewhere between $20,000 to $30,000as a facility. Now, as their sales grow, the facility grows, and that's one part of the product. They don't need to do anything. We know as who they are, and because of our integration with their sales platforms, other partners, the credit limit grows as they grow. So it's 2 to 3 months of their sales is typically what we are looking at, and it's for all kinds of unforeseen expenses, emergencies, you know, stocking up inventories before seasons, marketing spend, those kind of stuff.
But as entrepreneurs, I mean, this could mean the difference between life and death. You know, for a small business that is trying to grow, every now and then you get hit with something. And if you don't have the money, you know, you've got to close the doors, right? The figurative doors, right? In this case, the e-commerce
Yeah,
doors.
Absolutely. So we did some research and statistics that 1/3 of businesses go out not because their product is out of fashion or they go out because they couldn't manage their cash flow.
Just cash flow.
In these emergency situations. So he said, why don't you have a product which just really tackles that problem and is accessible 24/7? And as Sovik said, that you don't have anxiety of paying back. You keep doing what you do well. You do your business and these things just happens.
Wow.
Salvik, I mean, you mentioned it there, the cash flow being a key issue. You both worked at Grab previously before setting up SeedFlex. So you've been in fintech for a while. What is it you saw either at Grab or just in the fintech industry generally, a gap in the market, if you like, that you felt that SeedFlex could fill?
So we both worked in Grab for 5 years in their fintech lending business. The gap that we saw was for any such B2C merchants, beyond what Grab is serving today, Grab generally serves F&Bs, right, through Grab Food services. But if you extend that bit to any B2C merchants, it could be retail, like fast-moving fashion sellers, right? It could be beauty product sellers. They have the same need. They need a credit line that is always there and can help them during the cash flow mismatch gap.
Yeah.
And also the repayment is something that is something new that we are building, that we have built at SeedFlex, which is as a percentage of future sales.
So that's how you make your money, right? A percentage on the money that you're lending?
Yeah, it's a single flat percentage on the money we are lending. And it all gets spread over the period of repayment, which could be 4 months or 5 months. But it comes back a little bit every day or every time they sell.
Yeah. What are you hearing from the folks you're lending to that you're supporting? What kind of feedback are you getting from
them?
You
started in Malaysia, right?
Yeah. Yes, we just started literally 2 weeks back in Malaysia with our beta launch. The feedback so far is really encouraging. I think part of it is because, you know, it's a single fee product, super transparent. They're used to different lenders, 3-4 different types of fees. Ours is very simple, straightforward. And it's an instant approval. You get money in 48 hours if you're approved.
Wow.
So a lot of that is is almost like too good to be true. So sometimes we have to reinforce it is actually true. There's no catch here that way, right?
It is too good and it's true.
It is, exactly. So I think we are going through that phase of raising awareness in the market.
Yeah. But you must have to do tremendous due diligence because based on what you're selling, the risk is all yours. If you're putting up capital for these small businesses, if they don't make it, are you left with the debt? How does that work?
For the Malaysia business, yes. So we are the balance sheet lender there.
So you are taking a risk there.
We are taking the risk. Right. So all our models, all our credit policies, all our collective 40 years of experience goes into...
the due diligence, making sure these companies are going to make money for you.
Correct. Yeah.
And then we got access to more granular data, right? Their sales data is very granular, daily sales data. So I am, as a lender, I have the first view, or the front seat view, in seeing how that business is performing.
Interesting. So you know if it's viable immediately. Okay. Yeah.
What kind of partners do you have now and who do you hope to attract in coming years as you roll out across Southeast Asia?
We have partners today which are payment service providers and online marketplaces. Those are great partners to have. But broadly, any platform which is helping these micro small businesses sell online or accept cashless payments or helping them manage their day-to-day operations would be a partner for us. What we look for a partner is, their existing base of merchants so that we can access those merchants and also understand them based on the historical sales payment performance. So back to the topic we just discussed, we are not underwriting them based on nothing. We're underwriting them based on their at least 12 months, maybe longer, history. And all of that data is what is powering our decision on do we give them the access? Mm. Of course, we would love to, but we need to understand who they are and then how and on what terms that access would be. So we are looking for partners across the region. We started in Malaysia, but Singapore is also a potential market for us. And if the partner comes along, we would love to bring the product out.
That was going to be my question for you, Selvik. Malaysia, when Singapore? What's the plan for Singapore?
So it's because ours is a partner-based product. We are in discussion with a few partners. And if we find the right partner having the right access to the right set of merchants, we'll go live. From a priority perspective, Malaysia, we want to make sure, as Ritwik was saying, too good to be true, and then actually making sure it is actually true to test that out through the beta launch and then scale it. Then in parallel, figure out the Singapore.
And brutally, I'm guessing it's a bigger market when it comes to small setup businesses, Malaysia. Would that be fair?
Yes. Yeah. It's about 400,000 merchants that fit into this category.
That's a lot.
And Singapore comparatively is about 100K.
Big difference.
Yeah. The when you look at the partnerships you have, the products you have, Where is the opportunity for technology in this? I assume you're using AI and different technological tools you mentioned to assess the people you want to work with and to the ongoing data. Get techie on us for just a minute. What does the technology behind look like? What do you use?
I mean, the whole journey of a merchant discovering us and for us to understand the merchant, giving them limit and setting up the credit facility and repayment is entirely digital. So it starts with our integration with the partners, where these partners embed our product into their platform and bring it to the merchants. And when the merchants discover this product, then the data transfer, consent, all of that happens through an API. And the limit is instant. So our whole point of it was when we built this and it felt like magic for merchants, we want to recreate that magic for 10x the set of merchants that any single ecosystem could do. So it is all seamless, the upfront part. And if the merchant then comes to Sitflex, they can draw down this limit. And all of this is powered by what Selvik can expand on is a risk intelligence stack that gets all of this granular data and puts machine learning model on top of it and continuously calibrates. As we get repayment every day, there is new data coming in every day. That tells us a little bit more about how the merchant is doing and what we should in turn do to serve them
better. So it's training the model, obviously.
Every day.
All this stuff.
Yeah. Fascinating. All right, Selvik, you come back here 5 years from today. Where do you expect Sitflex to be?
The first thing that we tell ourselves every day, access to credit for the deserving merchant needs to be a right, not a privilege. Whether you decide to draw down or not, it's up to you. But But having access to credit is a right. For SeatFlex, top of our mind is, how do I make sure they get access to credit? So the customer value prop is extremely important for us. So 5 years down the line, coming back to your question, we should see ourselves serving most of the developing markets, which has this cash flow gap issues, where the SMEs and the small businesses are underserved.
Across the region.
Across the region, Indonesia. And beyond the region. 5 years, if you're talking about 5 years, it could be a beyond the region scenario. And go deeper into the funnel in terms of serving with the right amount of credit. Because right now, as the partnership grows, you can imagine, we are taking one merchant view, right? I could be selling in five different platforms.
Yeah.
So eventually, it will be one merchant view after a certain number of partnership. And then I give you the credit access that serves your entire growth plan. So we want to be that.
Neil and I could use a little credit right now.
Yes.
Maybe we'll talk to you offline.
Sign us up.
Yes. Ritwik Ghosh and Savik Datta, the co-founders of SeedFlex, seedflex.com. Thanks for being with us today and telling us about your startup. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Good luck, guys.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.